You're listening to Kelly Martin Speaks. I'm your host, Kelly, and the author of When Everyone Shines But You, a self-acceptance blogger and recovering darkness addict. I have experienced intense anxiety, deep depression, and life trauma, but I'm coming out of the other side now. Darkness was a comfort zone for me for a long time, and it felt safer than the light. So in this podcast, I share with you my journey into the light and how I move through challenge in an empowering way. I'll share with you tools and nurturing ways to embrace your humanity. I was once a shy, scared introvert, afraid to speak, but that's all changing. Let's take this journey together and learn to fly. Welcome back to episode 12 of Kelly Martin Speaks. I'm your host, Kelly. Now that saying, you can't drink from an empty cup, is very meaningful to me. I think sometimes when you're extra sensitive, you tend to be really sensitive to the needs of others. And it's easy to get locked and trapped into a way of life where we give and give and give to the point where we're exhausted. We overexert ourselves and we believe that we need to please people in some way or other. Perhaps we were brought up with parents who were givers also, and we're always thinking about what other people thought of them. I know that I was brought up in this way. Now, when does it become toxic when we start to give too much? It becomes toxic when we are becoming resentful of other people, when we begin to blame other people for our predicament in life. We start to come from a more victim perspective. We don't own our power. It's when we're so busy helping and supporting and giving to other people that we snap, become angry and frustrated. But the truth of the matter is, it's never about other people. We came into this world to live our own lives. And what is for our highest good is to do what feels right for us. Now, we may have been brought up to feel we needed to help and please and give and support other people. Perhaps we saw a mother who was a caregiver to a father or to a sibling or a child. Maybe we were children and we saw a parent needing help and we took on board the parental role at a young age. And because of this, we take this into our adult life and we carry it through and we feel that we're here to help and rescue and save other people. Now, I used to be in many roles in life with friends and other people, and I saw myself as someone who was meant to help other people and to, in a way, rescue other people. There's a dynamic in life where there are two people and it's a codependent relationship where one person feels that they are the saviour and the other person feels that they need saving. And it's quite a toxic relationship to have. And many people have relationships and friendships like this where one person is always needing help and advice or support and the other person is always giving advice and support. And the person giving can get to a point where they've become resentful and angry and irritated by the other person. But it's always a choice. Sometimes we feel like we've got some honour in supporting other people, like it's our role in life. And maybe it is. But we really need to support ourselves first, and if we're not able to fill up our own cup, we've got nothing to give to other people. It's easy to think that we can rescue other people. But some people are not meant to be rescued or saved, and this world is not meant to be saved either. It can take care of itself. Where in your life right now are you perhaps committing too much time to another person or a group? Are you feeling resentful or angry that it's not given in return? Is it time to start taking responsibility for how you chose that role? You can always say no. And I found that when I was a people pleaser for a very long time, saying no was not easy for me. I felt I had to say yes because I had such low self-esteem and I needed validation from the world. I said yes to everybody. And because of that, I lost myself. I lost my sense of purpose. I didn't know who I was. And I also was the person that also turned it around. I was wanting help and guidance too. Because I didn't trust myself. Now, I've got family members who I know find it really difficult to say no. And one in particular who says yes to everything. And then they speak to me on the telephone and tell me how upset and resentful and angry and how dare that person put all of that pressure onto me. But they said yes. They didn't say no. And I think you've got to get to a point where you have the courage to say no. It might be easy to say, well, I can't do that. That person's really suffering. I've got to help them. But if you're suffering by helping them, are you really benefiting them? Isn't it better to come from a more empowering place where you are full up, where you are fulfilled, you are satisfied? You have so much more energy to give, and so much more love to give from that place. And what if that person needs to struggle? What if that person needs the suffering they're experiencing right now? What if you're taking away their power by trying to help them when they need to help themselves? What if you took yourself out of the equation? How would they live? How would they cope? Sometimes we become primary caregivers too early on. And when we take it into our adult years, we continue this. But there comes a point when you're a parent where you need to set boundaries. And to set boundaries for children is actually a sense, it gives them a sense of safety. It's not a punishment. It makes them feel they're safe. So saying no to friends and family is the same as being a parent and saying no to a child. You're teaching the other person to grow and expand. Now they may not learn and they may not grow and expand, but this is not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to take care of you. And it's really hard in the beginning to say no. I understand this because I found it really difficult in the beginning. But the more you do it, the more easy it becomes. And the more you realise life brings you more reasons to say a really wonderful yes to. Because every time you say yes to doing something for somebody else when you don't really want to, you're actually allowing them to take up space in your world, in your heart, where something amazing or beautiful or a new person in your life could step in and take a wonderful space in your life. You could miss opportunities that need to come to you. Because when you hold on to people, perhaps sometimes when you are a giver and overgive, you may feel that if you say no, those people will walk out of your life and you will be lonely. But if they were real friends or genuine family members, they would stay. And if they walked away, they're not meant to be in your world. And that leaves you a space for the new to come in. Is it time for you to reassess how much energy you put into life for other people? And where in your life do you need to change that? Think about this coming week. And watch your life and world change when you begin to say no and you begin to say yes to yourself. Thanks for listening to another episode of Kelly Martin Speaks. If you'd like to ask a question for an episode of Kelly Martin Speaks, you can email me on kellymartinspeaks@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to Kelly Martin Speaks. I'd love to reach more people. So if you could subscribe to me on iTunes and leave a review, this really helps. And if you'd like to support my work, pop over to kellymartinspeaks.co.uk to read more, or follow me on social media or visit my YouTube channel. A donation is always welcome. Thanks, everyone.